Good morning. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Well, I thought this was going to be easy, a discussion of the bluebird as one of the better-known harbingers of spring. But for starters, the season is not cooperating. The recent temperatures have been below average, and we even had some snow. So let's check with the bluebirds. Are they here yet? Yes, but actually they have been here all winter. So wherefore is the bluebird a harbinger of the new season? Better to use the swallows at Capistrano or the so-called buzzards at Hinckley, Ohio, as guides. At least they actually do return to help usher in the springtime, and always on schedule. And what about the robin, considered by many an avian harbinger of spring? Well, it turns out that the robin has been with us all winter, too, even if not necessarily hopping about on our lawns. So, all right, let's dig a little. Perhaps the seasonal symbolism of the robin came over with the British immigrants, who applied the name to our bird because of the red breast. But no, that doesn't work, since the European robin is a year-round resident in the British Isles. But back to the bluebird as herald. Checking the range map, we can see that the bluebird abandons the northeast part of this country in the wintertime. And the bird's return there is cause for celebration, especially after the usual dark and cold days of the season. Thus, we find references to the bluebird in the writings of the New England naturalists, Henry David Thoreau and John Burroughs, for example, both of whom expressed joy at seeing and hearing this bird in the springtime. The song is pleasant enough. Pleasant, yes, but by itself it doesn't hold the magic that the songs of its more drably feathered thrush cousins do. But no matter, with the bluebird it is the whole package that gladdens the heart in the spring. The song, not heard for months, heard new again, the colors of dark sky blue and tawny red and white, and the friendly demeanor. Whether or not the weather is in sync with the equinox, the bluebird will always make the day warmer and more promising. The bluebird has another attribute, too. It gladly devours insects in our gardens throughout the spring and summer months. There was a time when the bluebird populations were decreasing, due primarily to losing out in the competition for nesting holes to starlings and other birds. However, in the past years, the bluebird numbers have seen a marked resurgence, thanks primarily to nesting boxes put out by concerned birders. Watch for the bluebird near open fields and in orchards, sitting on fence posts or wires, making forays to the ground to gobble up bugs. You can also find this friendly bird in poems, lots of poems, and songs, lots and lots of songs. One of those, The Bluebird of Happiness, is notable for one of the worst cases of bad grammar in any song, a forced rhyme that is truly an assault to the ears. The line is, "So be like I." I'm sorry that the bluebird is associated with that. Better to borrow words from a lovely Charles Trenet song, originally in French. The English lyric by one A.A. Beach contains this line, which sums up the bluebird very well. I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.